This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hour three of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan, and it is time now to talk some college football. A special guest joining us here in the G-Bag Nation, The Fan.
Handoff this time, Miller. Miller running right, with running room, 20, 15, 10, takes on a tackler at the 5, spinning his feet, into the end zone, the streak continues. A rushing touchdown in all 12 this year for the Horned Frogs, Kendre Miller. That one from 25 yards out.
There he was calling the most recent exciting victory for your TCU Horned Frogs as TCU play-by-play voice Brian Estridge joins you now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. Thanks for joining us.
You know what, fellas? It is a glorious day in Horned Frog country. Getting ready for this one on Saturday for the Big 12 championship.
Gosh, those pipes. Are you kidding me?
Those are glorious.
That is incredible.
Bleeping legend, man.
When did you realize you had the voice of a god?
It's fun to be a legend at this time. I wish I was, man. I'm honored to be sharing the microphone with Brian Broaddus, who's been my hero since I was a kid. I remember seeing him play way back in the day.
Yeah, you wanted to be a long snapper just like Broaddus?
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Why do you come on here and just say that, Estridge? You know better than that. I tell you, every time that we do a thing called TD Tuesday, and you're on it every single week with your call, man. You are a treasure to anybody that calls a college football game.
TCU's had some of the best TDs of the college football season.
Sure have.
Long tradition.
Yeah, it's a big plays, that's for sure, man. And that's made it easy. It's made it fun. You know, I'm passionate about college football, as you know, Brian. That's one of the things that I love. I mean, and when there are good plays and when there are exciting things to describe, I'm all in, man. And it doesn't matter who's playing. I can do that with anybody. I look forward to the day when I can do a game with Brian Broaddus. I've tried about 20 times, fellas. I've tried to hire him to do games, but he keeps backing out on
me. Yeah, we don't blame you at all for trying to take Brian.
I'm scared to death to work with you because you're so good at it.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I know. Hey, what happened to your LSU? Oh, we're not here to talk about LSU.
I knew you were going to do that. I totally knew you were going to come on here and talk about that. Let's talk about your Horned Frogs then. How about that? We'll do that. Right. When this thing started off with Sonny Dykes, you can't say you had a feeling this was going to kind of go the path right now, right? I mean, Gary Patterson for so long and then making the changes, you kind of felt like that there was going to be a little bit of time here, right?
Yeah, I thought so. I tell you what I've told everyone from the beginning, from Big 12 media days. When I looked at the roster, I knew there was talent here. And so I thought it was going to be a 6-win season based on the talent. And then I added 2 for Sonny Dykes because just watching him coach and the details with which he worked at SMU and did it many times without as much talent as his opponent had. And so I gave him 2. So I thought it was going to be an 8-win season for TCU. And there were a lot of people that, when you said that, looked at you kind of cross-eyed because of the way things had gone over the last couple of years. But I think when you had a chance to see what was coming back and then what they added to with the transfer portal, I think that made a big difference as well. They sort of filled a couple of needs that have been difference makers for him. So I thought it was an 8-win season. No one saw this coming with a 12-win season, but I tell you, there is a there's a method to his madness that that folks in Fort Worth have become fans of, for sure.
What are some of the details you think of that method to the madness that have stood out to you?
I think one of the first things is that he made sure that the players were taken care of, and that is from a nutrition standpoint, from a rest standpoint, from a strength and conditioning standpoint, that they were first. And he told them day one, hey, this is your team. And so I think that was the number one thing that he did. You know, they talk about the hardest workout they ever had was the first one, and they didn't lift a weight, that it was all about, stretching and flexibility and then they spent time in the classroom on nutrition and things of that nature. And so I think that to me, that was where the foundation was laid. I think the other thing that he does is he kind of, I'm not going to say he breeds, but I think he brews confidence, and he does it over time, because he's not one of these coaches, and you've seen him, and you guys have been around him, guys that tear you down to build you back up again. Oh, yeah. He doesn't do the tearing you down part. What he does is he builds confidence in you week in and week out, and you have confidence not only in yourself, but you have confidence in the system. So you walk in there thinking on game day that your stuff's the best. And it's kind of like a pitcher who knows he's got good stuff. If he knows he's got good stuff or thinks he does, you know, then he's going to be good that day. And that's the way this team plays.
Ryan Estridge with us here on 105 through the Fan of the G-Bag Nation. Max Duggan's been fantastic this year. Just won Offensive Player of the Year for the Big 12. You know, we love Chandler Morris. We got to cover him at Highland Park. But the job that Max Duggan's done, simply outstanding. What growth have you seen from him throughout this year to be able to win Offensive Player of the Year?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I mean, here's a guy who didn't have the starting job. Chandler had clearly won the starting job the last 2 weeks of camp. I mean, anybody who was there watching, and I was a Max fan, it was obvious that Chandler was going to be the starter. He gets hurt in the Colorado game. Max comes on. He never relinquishes the job after that. I tell you a couple of things that he's benefited from. One, he's benefiting from an offensive system that doesn't change every week. And that you can't say that about the previous couple of seasons for TCU. You know, Garrett Riley, who's up for the Frank Broyles Award as Assistant Coach of the Year, he has a system, and it's here's what we do. You got to stop it. We're going to give you some wrinkles every week, but they sort of build on the system week in and week out. So he's benefited from consistency. One, the second thing that he's benefited from is he's not afraid of getting his butt chewed out every time he comes to the sideline. So he's willing to make a quick decision. You know, he was always in search of the perfect play in years past, so he'd hold on to the football a little too long, things of that nature. Now he's willing to, hey, we're going to gunsling it a little bit. Let's see how it pans out. If it doesn't work, we'll go back and erase that play and try another one. And so I think that has helped his confidence as well. Plus, he's got some pretty good weapons around him. Kendre Miller at running back is one of the elite in the country. Quentin Johnston could blow the top off of it at wide receiver. He's got a tight end and an offensive line with experience. That helps a lot too.
Now, you mentioned the system and Garrett Riley, brother of Lincoln Riley. How much longer is he going to be available for TCU before one of these other programs?
Isn't that the way it always is, man? Yeah. It always, when you have success, somebody's going to come sniffing. And, you know, obviously there are rumors out there about Texas A&M and other places. The thing I've learned about Garrett Riley is that he's patient. And in talking to folks, not only I'm talking about patient as a play caller, which he is, really. I mean, when the Frogs have gotten down, he hasn't gotten away from the running game. He's kind of stayed with his game plan. But, you know, when you're around him, you also know that he's patient in his career. And so I think it's got to be the right position for him. I don't think he leaves for some random head coaching job, you know, where no one's had success. I think if he has an opportunity that's better than TCU, he's going to do his homework on that and then pursue it. But I think TCU's fortunate to have him. I think they're going to do all they can to keep him. I know that.
Brian, how when you look at this team, and it's had so many comeback victories and the way that they played, I mean, it's just amazing to watch you guys play every week. Can you compare this team at all to that Rose Bowl team that you guys had over there that had so much success?
Yeah, which you know a lot about. Yeah, I mean, it was one of those that, Brian, you've got a similar leader and quarterback than, Max Duggan and Andy Dalton at the time. You had weapons and skill positions. You had an experienced offensive line, and then you had a defense that really got after it. And so, and it was that was a confident bunch. But I tell you where the similarity is maybe most, and that's the character of the team too. That Rose Bowl group was a bunch of outstanding citizens who went on to play in the league or been successful in business and husbands and fathers now. And this group is very similar to that. I'm willing to almost say that they're more talented, as much as some people would say, come on now, that team won the Rose Bowl and beat Wisconsin undefeated. But especially at the skill position, I know this team's faster. They're faster than that group was. And so this might be the most talented team, at least in the starting 22 that TCU's ever had.
Seeing how you thought they were going to win eight and where they are now, has this been the best, exciting, most best broadcast season you've had? How would you describe it?
Dude, that's an understatement. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's because it's every week it's been, you know, hey, this has been fun, man. This is what it's all about. You know, you want to call winners. You want to be around winners. And when you have an opportunity to call games where, as Brian mentioned, there are comebacks, there are blowouts, there's explosive plays, there's, you know, defensive pick. We had two pick sixes last week against Iowa State. You know, we've had returns for touchdowns. I mean, it's kind of been a cornucopia of football, you know, for 12 straight weeks. And so this is why you do it. I mean, this is why you drag equipment around in the bottom of stadiums, you know, in order to show up. And, you know, sometimes you do them in crappy stadiums or in bad press boxes, and you eat, you know, really food that's bad for you. And that's why you look like you do. But you do it because you know that these games, in the end, when you get an opportunity in a season like this, man, it makes it all worthwhile.
Scoring like that against Iowa State, does that give you confidence they can score against anybody down the road here?
And how about this, man? They do it against – that's the number one defense in the Big 12. And I know that's why you brought it up, but to throw 62 on them, and you do it without Quentin Johnston and Darius Davis and Tay Barber, who are your top three wide receivers, mm-hmm. Kendre in limited action, you know, and your defense creates turnovers and things of that nature. So you did get that. And you got a short field on a bad play on a punt. But, man, you got to feel good about it going into this Kansas State team. Really, and here's the other thing. I was thinking about this today, kind of a storyline. They protected Max the last 3 or 4 weeks, haven't run him as much out of the pocket, haven't gotten him in the quarterback draw game as much, and so I think you may see that change this week against Kansas State, because thinking about it, you got a month to get him ready, you know, for the bowl game. If he does take a little bump here and there, they were protecting him in the last 3 or 4 weeks, so I think you may see Max's feet in action a little bit more on Saturday against Kansas State, which again opens up a whole nother facet to this offense.
Well, you mentioned that Kansas State matchup. That was a fun game earlier in the year, tight one. K-State's playing good football. One left to go before that college football playoff. If TCU can win it, what stands out to you about this matchup on Saturday?
I tell you, the fact that both these teams are so similar. I mean, they've got great running backs. They've got quarterbacks who are terrific storylines, who are playing as well as anybody in the country right now. They got defenses that don't give up big plays. They don't make mistakes. You know, they're two of the least penalized teams in the league. They got wide receivers and returners who are explosive, and they're both very well coached. It's details that you see out of these two staffs that stand out. So, I mean, to me, there's a lot of similarities between these two teams. What does stand out, though, and Chris Klieman talked about it this week, is the TCU is the fastest team they've played. And so that has to account for something. You guys know that track at AT&T better than anybody. Mm-hmm. Let's see if they, you know, see if it plays fast on Saturday for TCU and if that is an advantage for them.
Brian, you know, we broadcast all around the world. What about the folks that don't believe you guys should even be in the playoff? How's the program taking that? You know, again, there's so many doubters right now. And as we kind of went through these weeks, it was like, no, not TCU, not TCU, not TCU. How's the program and the coaches and everybody over there in Fort Worth taking to all that?
It's funny. It's a totally different approach than what we've seen maybe in the last two decades here, and that would be kind of taken as a slap and an inspiration moment, and, you know, as something to motivate them. This group kind of just ho-hums it. They're like, you know what, watch the games. You and I have an old friend, Brian, who used to say that all the time. Watch the damn game. If you watch the games, there's a big difference there when you see TCU play as opposed to some other teams that were in the mix. So, you know, my whole thing is, who you want to argue for? You want to argue for Tennessee or Clemson, and South Carolina just beat both of them?
Sure.
Come on now. And sorry about LSU, but I mean, you want to argue about LSU?
I have no argument at all. Yeah.
Yeah. Brian, I think just watch the games.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, since you brought up Galloway, a lot of people are mentioning it on text. I'd love it if you could talk about your broadcast journey and what got you started and what you can tell us about working with Randy and how you ended up here.
Yeah, well, the first thing I learned from Randy was language, language skills. Not all of them we can use here.
Yeah.
Obviously he's got a huge heart, and that's the one thing I love about Randy is, you know, what you heard was not always what you got, and that he was a terrific guy and did things off air. I mean, you guys know the story about him bailing Quincy Carter out after he ripped him on air, and then Quincy was in jail. and Randy went and got him out or paid to get him out. Yeah. You know, that's the kind of thing you learn from a guy like Galloway. So, yeah, man, it was a great run. I love doing sports radio in this market, but I love doing play-by-play more. I'm an events guy, man, and I love being at games, and to be able to be a part of what's happening right now at TCU is kind of special.
Well, I'll tell you what I always remember is when Galloway would come in there and he would say, "Watch what I'm about to do here." And he would like, "Let's trade that Quincy, or let's trade that Dez Bryant," you know? And it's like, I'm like, "Randy, you don't believe a word you're saying." "I know, but we got a new 4 hours of radio today." And he'd light it up. And it got to the point one time where Stephen Jones had to put out a release. "I'm not trading Dez Bryant. I'm sorry. I don't." Yep. And here's Bryant and Randy doing radio and just creating all kinds of havoc. But that's what Randy loved to do, create havoc.
He was the best, man. That's for sure.
In all your time in college football, have you ever seen a coach agree to give up his social media accounts or control of them in order to get the job like Hugh Freeze just did?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what have we come to, man? I mean, that's kind of where we stand now, I guess, in college football. I mean, it has gotten crazy. And every year there's something that happens that makes me think, damn, I'm not a young man anymore. You know, when that becomes a priority, you know, when it's all about the social media and who's directing it and who's in charge of it and what you're saying there instead of what you're telling players and what's happening between the lines, man, you got to worry that we've lost perspective a little bit, don't we?
Yes, sir.
Just a little bit.
Brian Estridge, voice of TCU, we thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of the ride, sir.
Fellas, appreciate you having me, man. Call me anytime.
The best.
Thank you so much, Brian.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.